It's Wednesday evening in Davis Square, and as is true of every Wednesday evening this summer from 4 to 5 p.m., the square is renamed Bradley Manning Square, where a weekly vigil by Veterans for Peace and their supporters have a speak out to any and all who care to hear about Bradley Manning. Al Johnson of Veterans for Peace gave some updated information.
I want to speak about Bradley Manning and what's upcoming in the Bradley Manning case. He's now in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, waiting on a trial. Obviously, in a high-profile case like this, there's a series of pretrial motions that are going on. And there's one in August coming up, and there's one important one in October around the question of use of torture by American authorities against an American soldier. But let me just tell you, there was an important decision made last month in July at the pretrial motions at that time, which is going to hurt his case. He's in a certain amount of trouble now because they're not going to allow him to raise the defense that the information that he allegedly imparted was not seriously detrimental to national security. So it becomes a question of, yes, did you, or no, didn't you pass on that information, you, Bradley Manning? And so that's a little bit more cut and dry than a nuanced defense that it was more important to get that information about American atrocities in Iraq and Afghanistan through the video and through the Afghan and Iraq war diaries. It was more important to get that information out than to worry about the niceties of American diplomacy and secrecy. And so he's been denied that defense, and that's he's got a hard road.
Susan McLucas, supporter of Bradley Manning and longtime political activist on many issues, is another regular at these weekly vigils.
There's one thing that people can do if they want. There are a number of things, but one suggestion, if you'd like to make a personal message to Bradley Manning, you can do that. They have a place on the website, BradleyManning.org. They call it 100,000 letters of support. And I just wrote a letter to Bradley Manning today and put it on there. And about 10 minutes later, it had gotten approved and was standing up there with the other letters of support that Bradley can see. And it's something personal that we can do so that he hears from real people saying, we appreciate what he's done and the sacrifices he's made. Bradley Manning got a little bit of press this week when Julian Assange was standing on the balcony of the Ecuadorian embassy in London denouncing the detainment of Bradley Manning and his own situation. He's sought refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy, and he's fighting his extradition to Sweden because he knows that Sweden is likely to extradite him to the U.S., where he'll fight charges that he released all these secret documents. They'll be trying to say he's aiding the enemy, and people have talked about putting him away for life or maybe even executing him. And we support Julian Assange as well as Bradley Manning here in Bradley Manning Square.
Susan McLucas. Freeman Z is the key organizer of this weekly vigil. He bicycles the sound system on a trailer down to Davis Square and sets it up. He spoke of a recent attendee, veteran Pat McGuire.
A few short weeks ago, a wonderful lady named Pat McGuire joined us here at Bradley Manning Square. I think I speak for each of us when I say that we're always glad to see another person, and particularly someone from a military family, who can speak with authority and from experience regarding the insanity of so-called military solutions to the troubles of this shrinking planet. We were certainly looking forward with hope that she would join us again. Few, if any of us, knew that Pat was in the last stages of leukemia when she joined us a few weeks ago. She chose to spend a portion of what she well knew to be her last hours standing with us, holding a sign for passers-by to notice, or perhaps to ignore. Pat McGuire of Somerville, Massachusetts, passed away August the 19th. As Al here from Veterans for Peace has said, she stood shoulder to shoulder with us at our standout for Private Manning here in Davis Square. Between us, we seem to know little about her, but we know that by coming out with Veterans for Peace, Pat recognized, affirmed, and shared with others the spirit of Major General Smedley Butler of the United States Marine Corps. Pat's passing inevitably serves as a reminder to each of us of the fleeting nature of our own time. Time that we all give to educate Americans about the facts of Imperial War and the facts regarding U.S. Army Private First Class Bradley Manning. Pat McGuire, presente.
Presente!
Presente!
Freeman Z giving a eulogy for veteran Pat McGuire. Not everyone wanted to hear about Bradley Manning's case or agree with the sentiment of support. There were some hecklers, but Freeman engaged them in conversation off to the side, and by the end, they managed to come to some sort of agreement.
I believe in freedom, and I believe American people should be free. I believe there are certain people that should be locked up in prison. You know, there are people that deserve to be locked up that are true criminals that deserve to be locked up. But us, because we're maybe stealing some food because we have no money because we can't find a job.
Damn right.
Those allegations
to lock us up in jail. Come on.
And the jails make money, and the money goes to pay for the election campaign of the bastards to build more jails.
And to build more jails and give more jobs to nepotism.
Shooting up civilians.
That's a fact. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to say anything else.
Well, thanks, man.
Meanwhile, most people passing by either already knew of the case or learned of it and were happy to sign the petition.
That's good, doing something productive, you know.
Yes, they are. And you are too by signing, thank you.
Yeah, I definitely agree with this.
How did you hear about Bradley Manning?
On the news, you know. I used to watch the news. But up to this year, I don't watch the news anymore. I feel like in the news, they leave out details. So it's like advertising propaganda everywhere.
Are you aware of other alternative sources like Democracy Now?
Democracy Now? Yeah, I am.
Al Johnson took the mic a second time to talk about upcoming actions.
We in Veterans for Peace and other people support the struggle to get him free. And more importantly, these days, the struggle, especially in light of that information I just told you about last month and the denial of the motion to allow basically extenuating circumstances in his case, Bradley Manning frankly needs a pardon. And so we call on President Barack Obama to pardon Bradley Manning. And we're not just doing it here. We're going to be doing it on September 6th, the day that Barack Obama accepts the Democratic Party nomination for president. We're going to be down at 77 Summer Street, which happens to be the Barack Obama headquarters in Boston. We're going to be standing at that building, and we're trying to publicize the fact that Bradley Manning needs to be pardoned. And for those who are not familiar with the American Constitution, the President of the United States has the authority to grant a pardon, in fact, grant a pardon to the innocent and the guilty, the convicted and the not convicted. And if you look at the whole pardoning power and some of the people who have been pardoned by previous presidents, it's like, whoa, Bradley Manning, you should stand first in line for a pardon.
The Bradley Manning vigil moves to Downtown Crossing outside Obama headquarters on September 6th. Al Johnson also pointed out that Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein has already said that if elected, she would pardon Bradley Manning. From Davis Square in Somerville, Massachusetts, I am Chuck Rosina for the Boston Community Reporters Project.